Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
Is it ever working though?
No. It doesn't seem to be.
Fuck.
I mean, when we did that intro, God only knew what we were going to be like living through.
Ugh.
Because it's like real every time you say it.
I know.
Can you believe all this shit that's happening? I'm like, damn.
It feels so gloomy today.
It does. Is it still because of the Sahara dust?
I forgot about that. We're ingesting fucking dust.
I haven't forgotten about it. Every morning I have to have a hot rag over my face.
I was wondering. I was sneezing so much.
Really? You forgot?
Like, I was like, oh my God, do I have the COVID?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Well, guys, thank you for tuning in.
We're back.
Season 2. Yes, mm-hmm. We are. Like we never motherfucking left.
Okay.
Baby, why is it rust on this microphone?
What?
I think they dip it in a lot of bleach and just got rusty.
Oh, wow.
They have to bleach
corroding
it.
Corroding on the side.
Corroding for Corona.
Oh, minus two. Get out.
Yeah, they've been dipping it in bleach. I mean, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it because I do not like a smelly microphone.
It doesn't smell at all. So, look. Before you rant, can I do something?
Yeah.
Okay. So, as we stated before, people, mm-hmm. season two, we were gonna have a guest or a co-host for every episode. All right. Where are you? So COVID has been ruining everything. It's been stealing the fun and the life out of everything.
Yep.
And.
It's horrible.
So our expectation to have a guest for every episode is just not, it's not being fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a hit and miss. So we'll plan to have a co-host and then something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got it or somebody can't do it. Or,
they can't come.
Work is more important. Who would have thought? Money is more important than being a guest on our podcast. Like, we are the shit.
We really are. And I don't understand why they don't know.
Are we going to have to start paying people to be here?
We're going to have to maybe do, like, some incentives.
This is incentive to hang out with us.
I know.
But anyways, we're resilient. And
don't worry.
Yep.
We're going
to
get you.
You guys are going to be begging us to be on the show.
Yes.
Actually, we have had a lot of people beg us.
Yeah, we did.
And we're like, okay, wait.
Yeah.
Just wait. Not yet. We want to talk about when we want to talk about. And we're
exactly.
not ready for talking about what you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wait.
Especially for that one episode. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, gosh. I know which one.
I just know my face is going to be like this.
It's coming up soon, right?
End of
the month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stay tuned, people. We're going to find out what men really want. If a real man is telling us what he really wants.
Okay.
I don't really care what he wants, though. I hope he has, like...
Yeah, I hope he understands, like...
I hope you're fucking ready.
To tell the truth.
Oh, goodness. Do you watch that show On My Block? It's on Netflix. It's about a bunch of, like...
One chick. Like, oh, yeah.
She's so funny. Can you believe those kids are like 14 and 15 on the show?
Yes.
It's crazy.
So young.
They're so much mature than I was at
14. Oh, my God. Even the kids from Stranger Things.
I hadn't seen that.
Like, oh, man. You are going to love that show.
Yeah. I think you're going to watch that.
They're 11.
Oh, my goodness. Kids nowadays still don't even understand, like, some of the words that they're using, I'm like,
they don't even understand.
I need to Google this.
There's no way they understand that.
They're not understanding to some extent if they're acting. You can act that way and not know?
And not know. They just, I guess their parents just teach them very well. They just.
I'm going to groom my kids to be actors.
Yeah. Cairo, yes. I'm telling you, he acting or sports, his personality is made for it.
I saw one of our coworkers earlier, and she was like, oh, you upgraded your car. She was like, it's so nice. And she said, I know the kids love it.
Mm.
And I said, girl, Cairo said, mama, give your grandma back her car.
Get out of here. No, he did not.
Yes, 3 years old, talking about give your grandma back her car. I said, who, grandma? Whose car is this? He said, it's your grandma car. I'm like, stop it. And look, girl, earlier I had the window down and we were pulling up to the apartment and there was a lady outside and she had gray hair and his window was down. And he said, mama, look at your grandma.
Oh, my God.
Said, I had to hurry up and put the window up. I was like, shut up, Cairo. I said, not everybody who got gray hair is grandma. He said, mommy.
That was your grandma.
Put your window down. I want to say hi to your grandma.
Oh, my God. Like, child.
I don't know. Anywho.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I know.
We're at that stage where they're going to embarrass you.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. You're just like.
And then I realized I didn't even put the window all the way up. I'm sitting over here yelling at him, talking about stop. And the ladies can still hear us.
Oh, my God.
I got out the car and was like, shit.
That was all for nothing.
I forgot. Did I do that?
Damn. That's the worst.
Well, on to the good stuff. Let's hear your Rocky rants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh, you're getting ready. She's meditating.
Meditating to not lose it or break this mic. Oh, man. I just want to say it first. It's nice to be outside. Feel the wind, the heat, the good, the bad, and all the ugly that it comes with. Oh, side note, I think I saw a murderous hornet. We'll come back to that.
Oh, anyway, my God. I don't want to see
it. I don't want to. It was huge. It was just way too big.
Mm.
Anyways, listen, I got COVID.
No, you had COVID.
I had. That's what I thought. Did I say that? No?
It's like, I got it. No, she had it.
I had it.
She had it for what?
Y'all saw the video.
14?
Yeah.
Well, they saw the video of you being tested.
Being tested.
We never actually told people what happened, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So remember, you were supposed to do a video saying that she was just in a funk for about 2 weeks.
I was crying for 2 weeks. I was stomping. I was walking around.
I couldn't even get her on the phone.
I was like waving at people at like, you know, oh man, it was bad. I was like, no way. No, you're not telling me. The adult has to stay inside.
Yeah.
From the world.
Yeah, so she got COVID.
So pissed off.
She found out. What, like 3 or 4 days? You found out like 3 days after she tested.
Thank God I hadn't even been at work.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I had a doctor's, because I was supposed to be doing my therapy on my back from my injury from the last month that I was trying to recover from.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I can barely get you on the phone.
Oh, my God.
It was so hard. I was like, okay, be sensitive. Be understanding. Don't force work on her. Because, you know, I'm like a workaholic.
Oh, my
God. I'm like, don't. Just leave her alone. Just let her be. I had to, like, seriously talk to myself and say, let her reach out to you. Because I was bothering you so much. And I sent you, like, 30 messages in a row. And then one time I called you and a couple times you didn't answer. And then one time I called you, you were like, what do you want? You were like, I'm okay. I don't want to talk.
Yeah.
And I said,
I couldn't do it.
I'm just checking on you. And you're like, well, I'm fine. I don't want to talk about it. And then hung up. I said, this girl. Okay.
Oh, my God.
You only get one, motherfucker.
I'm so sorry. You're so sweet and patient. And I was just like, this is happening?
So how did it affect you? Like, physically, mentally, emotionally, like, run it down?
Mentally, I had to get in a good headspace quick. There was like a good week that went by. I was just crying and just, you know, I just, oh man, thank God I had my, you know, my emergency medicine. So that worked out. And I slept, and I started praying. I started, you know, having church all by myself.
It forced you to, like, get to know yourself better.
Oh, yeah. I started to see, like...
That's what I want. That's what I told her, but she didn't
Yeah, I was
hear.
Like, I don't want to talk about it. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so I saw... I got to know myself a little bit.
Good. You got to know people, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit better.
Just a little bit better, you know? And you know... I think that's what calmed me down, actually, you know.
Tell the people what we're talking about.
Well, first of all, wow. So, gentleman, who shall remain nameless. So beautiful, by the way. Anyways, so, you know, my kids had already left because, you know, they were with me. Mm-hmm. I called their father. You know, he was over there in, like, 25 seconds. Like, I swear he blinked and he was already there. I'm out in the drive. Send him out. Anyways, so the kids leave. I get a text message from you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not dealing with this. And I get another one. And I'm like, person said, hey. And I was like, I'm not talking to anybody. So I was sitting in my room, like, crying, bawling, crying. Like, this is it. This is ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. All of a sudden, I'm like, I don't want this. There's an Amber Alert. No. I was like, I don't want this. What in the world? I was like, hello. And I heard this hey. Hey. So I like cracked the door open. Like, you clearly see I'm crying. I don't want to talk to anybody.
I got the COVID. You can't come in.
Yeah, I got COVID. You know, didn't I tell you that a couple of days ago I have COVID? And yeah, he was like, yeah, I remember. I got my mask on. I was like, okay, great. I don't have my mask on. What are you doing?
Right. The mask is not going to protect him. It's going to protect you.
Exactly. I was like, what are you doing? He like, you know, coming in. It's like, sit down. Like, you know, sit here. I'm rub on your booty. I was like, what? You're going to, I was like, wiping off my tears. You're going to what?
Please, take it. Take it over.
So I mean to say.
We found out that men don't care.
No.
If they're interested, they're interested. COVID and or not COVID.
They don't
care. Does that apply to
it does not care.
Herpes
they don't care.
And HIV too?
Oh, God. I hope it does. I hope it does.
Because like 1 in 6 people have herpes.
Oh,
and how
man.
Many have HIV or AIDS? Probably like 1 in 30 or 40.
Yeah.
No, that's probably more than that. Let me check. Let's ask the Google.
Yeah. Google. But it wasn't that crazy?
I didn't expect that.
I woke up the next morning, a brand new woman.
Your booty. Your booty.
There was no, like, if you know, my butt was sore, of course. You know, from the wreck and stuff, but, you know.
1 in 7. One in 7. Okay.
I was going to say 1 in 10.
Okay. So, for herpes, 1 in 6. For HIV, 1 in 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, like, these people are not disclosing that information.
No. Uh-uh.
Although they should legally, but they don't.
Yeah, they probably don't.
But if they do, are people, like, some people might not care.
No.
Because there's medicines that will protect you against that.
Yeah. Hmm. And then people are just scared and lazy. You got to think about that percentage. They won't even go get checked out.
Mm. Some people live with it, and I don't know about HIV, but I know some people live with herpes and not know I don't know enough about this. Stuff
yeah.
To talk about.
Yeah. Oh, well, we will one day.
Yeah, maybe soon.
Maybe. Yes. I'm going to talk about herpes. Chlamydia.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of, yeah. So that was my experience.
I'm so happy you are cured.
Oh, man. I just say that as he was leaving, he said, see, nobody got COVID.
He doesn't know if he got it.
I was like.
How does he know? He's not feeling any symptoms?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was like, I asked him, like, how are you? How are you feeling? I'm fine.
Well, that's faith.
That's, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I'm not going to get it. Like,
yeah.
I got to stay strong.
Exactly.
I forgot to take my vitamin today.
Oh, my God. You have it.
Shut up. Oh. You're so dramatic. She calls me the other day and says, Jen, I think I still have it. I'm like, why would you think you still have it? I have the diarrhea. I'm like, is that a new symptom? I'm like, I'm sure you don't.
Oh my God.
Just go get retested.
Oh, and I most certainly did, boy. I was sweating bullets.
You didn't have it.
I didn't have it.
Turns out that you just had diarrhea from something you ate.
Yeah. Damn kitchen food.
Hey, that's that you be cooking?
Huh?
Your kitchen food?
No. It's the other kitchen. It's work kitchen food.
Oh, God. Yeah, don't eat their food.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that mess alone.
Getting special meals in the cafeteria. Well, how could you not eat it?
Oh, my God.
Men love her.
No.
They do.
Do they love me or is it the pussy?
You're not giving pussy to everybody.
No, I'm not.
So they just love you. They want to get to know you. Mm. Oh, well, maybe they want the pussy. But,
exactly.
But they're still not getting it, and they're still working for it.
They most certainly are.
Goodness.
So, I don't know. Well, what does that mean?
It means that it's, thank God you're a motherfucking woman. Right on time for today. Like, how grateful are you to be a woman?
Oh, so grateful.
They say pussy rules the world.
I'm telling you.
Ugh. But does it really?
I don't know.
There's a lot of shit that I can't control.
Exactly.
What?
There's a lot that pussy can't control.
Well, let's talk about how grateful we are to be women. Like, what is it? Being women, the good things. Let's talk about the good things first.
Our strength. We're resilient. Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
We're very strong mentally.
Oh, yeah. They say women bend and men break.
Yeah.
We are very strong. We're emotional, biologically and by nature, but I think that we're equipped to handle more emotionally. Because men don't typically talk about their feelings or their emotions.
Exactly.
Don't even want to process it. Mm-hmm. We're more like, I just want to be happy. I just want to process it. And we'll literally do anything and everything that it will take to get that feeling.
Yeah.
Are you laughing because that applies to you?
I think that's every woman, though. Yeah. Like, even, like, one of our coworkers, she's like, damn, man, like, what is the deal with some men?
Men do the most.
Yeah, like, just get with it. I'm right here.
Yeah. Well, maybe one day we'll find out what men are thinking and doing.
But as far as women.
Yeah.
In our approach.
I think I don't even know what I'm grateful for about being a woman.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I know that there are some differences, but I don't know, like, am I special because I'm a woman? Do I get more because I'm a woman? Like, I don't know if that's...
Oh, wow.
I'm grateful that I'm a woman because I don't know anything else. Like, I don't know how to be a man. I'm not a man. I wouldn't change anything about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know what some differences are.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be a woman because I had kids. And men can't have kids.
No, they can't.
So, yes, I'm grateful for that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What else?
I just say our strength. I mean, we're badasses.
Some men are, too.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to say.
It is very hard to say.
What about some differences that we see?
Like? Differences, like it's bad?
Well, anything. Like a man.
Like a man gets paid more than a woman.
Yeah.
You know, if a woman wants more money.
Statistics show that.
You know, we are women, but, you know, it's happened. Show a little titty now and then, you know, or.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
I see that. Like, when we go to, like, the auto shop or whatever, they typically know that most women don't know much about, like, price range and about just, like, fixing vehicles. And so they tend to overcharge us.
Oh, yeah.
I always do my research, but I'm sure they like still get over mm-hmm. me. I think that's why you were scared to go to the dealership. Exactly.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not the right person. I'm gonna come home with a clunker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gotten over, like, people have gotten over on me a few times because I just didn't know.
Exactly.
But now, like, I've gone through it enough to mm-hmm. know, like, one, they're going to try to get over on me if I sound like I don't know. You know they can't get over on every woman, but mm-hmm. they know some women they can.
Yeah. How about another one, I guess, with, you know, a downfall would be to be dismissed.
Oh, yeah, because we're women.
Because we're women. We don't know.
Oh, like they say, like, oh, we're so emotional that a woman couldn't be a president.
Exactly. But we can literally grow a human, mm-hmm. push it out or have it cut out, breastfeed it, nurture it. Like, literally. Yeah.
I know a lot of
men who are
not. So how
the hell could I not rule a country?
Yeah.
If I don't have the right, I mean, how?
If, you got people to back you up. Exactly. It's not like you're just doing it yourself.
Exactly.
Also, too, like, some differences, too. Like, for women who are mothers, they, we sacrifice a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, we won't do certain things because we have children. Mm-hmm. And we'll gladly, like, set our goals to the side. And we'll dismiss that until probably forever or mm-hmm. whenever we're ready.
Exactly.
We put all that to the side. But typically, men don't. Mm-mm. Like, they are easy as far as they can drop. I mean, they can just move and just leave their family.
Yeah.
I've seen that so many times.
Just make a decision just like that. Yeah. Just go with it and just like, what
I think women
the
like,
fuck?
I know. I think women, like, we're constantly, like, I constantly think, like, if I go to the gym, where are my kids going to be? Like,
exactly.
I can't take my kids to the gym because mm-hmm. I know they're going to, you know, they're going to be crawling everywhere. They're going to be needing this
I don't know
that.
How many times I'm thinking during the week of, like, it's Monday. What do they have today? And I'm not even nowhere near them. I'm, like, constantly thinking about them. So how are they constantly not thinking? I don't want to say that they're not thinking about them, but how do they
I think
multitask?
Men are just wired differently.
They are.
They, I don't know.
Okay, so this is the scenario. Like, when it, like, just real quickly, there's a baby in the vehicle crying. Mm-hmm. Y'all have both come from the store. Y'all need to get all the groceries into the house. The mom immediately goes.
Grab the baby.
The dad says, don't do that. The baby is fine. Let him cry. Let's get the groceries in the house. How do you feel?
I'm getting my baby. You're crazy.
See? They're so wired. Get the baby, calm him down.
Yeah, put him in the house, turn on the TV, let him drink something, then go downstairs and get the groceries.
No, but in that saying, I ask that same scenario.
The woman always
like, no, I'm going to go get my baby. I think there was maybe two guys that said, yeah, I'd get the kid.
You know, first of all, like, I'm not going to leave my baby inside the car.
Oh.
I mean, I'll leave him in hell. I'm not going to get the groceries, but it's right there.
Yeah, it's right there. At least you know that they're busy. They're, you know, being entertained with something.
Yeah, I'm not about to leave my baby in a car. Y'all look crazy.
He's like, well, you know, you can get the baby. I'm like, no.
You can get the baby later, but why get the baby later when you can get the baby now?
Exactly.
Like, what's so important? Those groceries aren't going to melt.
Mm-mm.
They're not going to go away. Somebody going to take the groceries?
Mm-mm.
Look, I saw this post one time. It was about, it said something about, I need a break. I want to be able to eat my own food. I want to be able to go to the restroom by myself. Yeah. And it said, I wish I was the dad.
I wish I was the dad. Damn.
Isn't it?
Yes.
There's so much, like,
oh my God,
differences when it comes to that.
Yeah, I guess because we make ourselves so available.
I think that's just us in nature. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
Know. I've seen that men can be, like, really detached from any, like, they can say they love you and they can say they want to be the provider for the family, but their actions are showing different. And men actually do make more money than women.
Yeah.
There's, like, a statistic that shows it.
Yeah. And if a woman does happen to make more money, she's a bitch. She's bossy. You know, why can't we... We're doing the same exact thing you're doing, but we're called... Oh, another difference is, this is a big one.
I think you're thinking what I'm thinking.
How is it the women can be called sluts and hoes?
I was just thinking that.
Niggas are getting away with shit.
That's I was just thinking that. I think something that you said sparked it.
I've always thought that, like.
Like, they can date, like, 3 or 4 or 5 girls.
They can have a black book.
He can be, like, a pimp, you know what I'm saying? Like, gigolo.
All of them can be together and just be like, yeah, like, but we can't?
Oh, no, don't tell them. That's a hoe.
No, that's a hoe. You know we don't mess with them.
That is, like, an actual difference.
That is a difference. Like, men even categorize women. Mm. And I don't believe women do that to men. We'll know right off the bat if we're going to fuck you or we're not.
Yeah.
I know. I do. Like, I can look at a man and be like, I'm going to have a hard time.
Wife material.
I'm
going to
have a hard time with this one.
Yeah.
And then others like, oh, he's so sweet. He's just a friend.
I think men do that too. I think they do. Like, they know the difference between somebody who can be girlfriend material, mm-hmm. somebody who can be a wife material, mm-hmm. somebody who they can just have sex with. I think we all, as humans, categorize each other.
Yeah.
But I definitely can see that too, that men get away with that sex stuff.
That is ridiculous.
But that is sexism at its finest.
It is.
What are some struggles that you've witnessed just because you're a woman?
Oh, Lord. Just being dismissed. You know, I always felt like I needed to prove myself that much more, you know, when I was, like, at work. Because I feel like people don't even realize it, but they kind of, like, hover over us. Or at least that's how I feel. When they can just, you know, like, have a talk, you know, like, with, you know, guy talk, whatever. I don't know what the language is, but it's like they understand each other and they walk away and they don't see each other for the rest of the whole workday. No one even checked on the other employee because he's a male and I don't know, but then, you know what I'm saying?
I was trying to see if there was, like, some big issues that women are facing.
Well, I mean, back in the day, we faced a lot.
Yeah, do you
Who was the runner? Who was the athlete that signed up to run a marathon and all the men that was running it? Because it was only men in the beginning that could mm-hmm. run marathons, remember? Mm-hmm. She secretly signed up. They shot the gun, they all took off, and they tried to knock her out, like shove her, and she ended up, you know.
She ended up winning?
I can't remember, but, you know, it's like one of the commercials that they show every year when, you know, for on Women's Day, and, you know.
It took a long time for women to even have, like, the ability to vote.
Yeah, to be taken seriously.
Also, the, I forgot what I was going to say. Ooh, baby, just drawing a blank.
I know.
Oh, the origin of marriage. The origin of marriage was
it's
to
so
bind woman to man. It wasn't even about, like, love and becoming together.
Her name. Like, she had to give up her identity.
Yeah. Because the man owned her.
Well, she never, the man owned her. Because before then, it was her father that owned her. And so it was like a burden to get rid of her. And even like in some countries, it's a burden and looked down upon if you have a daughter.
Also, some women are viewed as weak.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of violence towards women.
Yeah.
You have a lot of, like, narcissistic men who mm-hmm. beat on women.
Yeah.
Even, like, women who identify as males are still, like, biologically and chemically women.
True.
So men tend to be violent towards those types of women because they're like, oh, you want to be a man? I'm going to treat you like
true.
A man.
Yeah, like, what is the deal?
Oh, another thing, we don't get adequate like a medical leave
for
when we have kids.
For when we have kids.
Like, how long do we... You know, in Canada, they get, like, a year.
Yes.
In the
but
UK,
they have to split it.
No.
Yes. The parents have Canada? To split it. Mm-hmm. Well, they can. They have the option.
Okay, well, in like the UK, they can get as long as they want.
God.
As long as they want.
Why? We work so hard. I mean, look at this place. Look at this country.
Yeah.
Can a bitch, like, lay down? Can I sleep?
You know, even FMLA, it's not even paid. Like, in Texas, there's no such thing as maternity leave.
Oh, my God.
So you have FMLA, you can use short-term disability, that's but ridiculous. You don't get...
So we are penalized for having children, but y'all want these motherfucking businesses to mm-hmm. run. With what? Robots?
Yeah.
You need fucking kids.
Also, women are more susceptible to human sex trafficking than men are.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of men, like, you know, are victims of, like, mm-hmm. rape and molestation.
Yeah, true.
But typically people prey on mm-hmm. women.
Faster. Mm. Mm, mm, mm. It's horrible. We got it rough.
Oh, you know what? Not just women. There's also a difference between how the white woman, how the black woman, and how the Hispanic and Asian women are treated.
Oh, yeah.
And when you think, I was reading these articles about, so white women, when they're giving birth, mm-hmm. they're usually offered like an epidural or something for the comfort.
Oh, okay.
When black women are giving birth, for some reason, the doctors, the nurses, they're not comforting the black woman as much, and they're not offering these medications because they say that black women are strong and can handle it and it doesn't look like she's in pain.
Oh my God.
So when everything was happening, women were posting and saying that about the whole Black Lives Matter movement, just how the police officers are treating black men,
uh-huh.
they were saying is how medical professionals treat black women.
Mm-hmm.
Were you treated like that?
Not at first, but yeah, I knew I wasn't, and I didn't say anything because mm-hmm. I didn't.
Because you're strong.
Well, and like, I'm stressed out, you know?
Yeah.
And what was worse is that the baby daddy picked up on it, you know?
I guess that situation is a little different because he's white. So they're kind of like catering to that. Like,
exactly. And it was like, privilege. You know, if I was ever, like, with him, you know, people never assumed that I was, like, they always thought I was lost.
Or that you were, like, the nanny or something?
Yeah, or that I was the nanny. I was always accused of my children not being mine.
Mm. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, I would come home. I took our daughter, we Shrine Circus every year, twice a year, actually, in Rosenberg. Anyways, took my daughter. And I was pregnant with my son, our first son, and I went down there to put her on the elephant. And this woman was like, I cannot believe the nanny thinks that she can cut just because she's got a white kid. And I cried. I cried.
No.
I felt like contractions. I just cried. I was fed up. I was fed up. If it wasn't that, it was, you know, I worked at Walmart once at the gift card. You could be able to put a personal picture as on your gift card and use it.
Oh, didn't you say they were like,
why you got that white baby?
I don't want that white baby.
I want the black baby. And I was like, oh, this is my, I'm just showing you the example. This is my baby. What the fuck for? You couldn't find a black man? Like, so even women mistreat
Women, yeah.
Like, I thought we were supposed to be strong and stand together.
Well, maybe we'll work towards that. There's a lot of women on women shaming.
Oh, yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we do it innocently, and some of us do it on purpose. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we'll see somebody and be like, why does she have that on? Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, trying to uplift her and, you know, like, tell women to be comfortable in their skin. Mm-hmm. We body shame and we say like, oh, she's too big to have that on.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, why does she walk out the house like that? Or who does she think that she is?
Yeah.
And
that's another thing. That's, if it's not happening from our own, from other women, it's happening from society.
Mm-hmm.
Body shaming.
She wanted to get raped.
Yeah. Look at what she was wearing. Yeah. She was asking for it.
She attracted that type of attention.
Yeah. Well, if she wasn't like that, it's just sad.
It is sad.
It's, I wonder what you look like before you're good. Like, God damn, man. Seriously?
Translation, I wonder what you look like before you had kids.
Don't, I mean, oh, wow.
Like, what do you mean? This is how I look now.
This is how
is
I
this
look
not
now.
Okay?
I mean, because
is this bothering you?
I can tell you for the first time in forever, I am happy with every stretch mark, every wrinkle, every scar. I'm me and I'm strong. And it hurt when it was said.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I shook it off, you know? But I was like, I couldn't be mad. I couldn't be sad about it because I was like, damn, I'm cute.
Baby, I am just not there yet.
Man, I'm
happy
like...
with myself, but I'm not happy with like how I look after I have kids.
Okay.
And so I...
That's a journey.
Okay. And so I know after I had Cairo,
mm-hmm.
I just went through... I was like, nope. Had him. All right, let's go. I started working out after the 6-week checkup.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the 5-week. I went to see the doctor at 5 weeks, and I started working out at 5 weeks after I had Cairo. Mm-hmm. And I lost the weight, and I was back to, 110 like nothing. Mm-hmm. And now that I had Cade, it's already been a year, and I still have that extra 15 pounds. I just didn't have any energy to work out. I suffered through postpartum depression,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like... I'm not the same person. I'll never be the same person, I feel like, ever again. It's a struggle to get up. It's a struggle to go to the gym. It's, like, literally a struggle to, like, go through everyday life and just be happy and be
exactly.
okay.
Yeah. And
I know it has something to do with, like, a chemical imbalance, but, gosh.
It's rough.
The stuff that we have to go through.
Oh, yeah.
And I know a lot of people don't understand. And like you said, even other women don't understand and they're not like sensitive or empathetic and we're not kind to each other.
True. Something about the doctor care versus white women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I almost lost our daughter. I almost lost my daughter. I had toxemia and the doctor kept dismissing me and he kept telling me that I was fat. And I kept telling him, I feel sick all the time. I said, in my feet, they don't fit in my shoes. I had to walk into the hospital barefooted because my feet to my, like almost to my calves were swollen. And so he said, you know, like he was irritated. He wrote it off. Another doctor ended up calling because he went on vacation. He said, hey, I have, you know, you were with this doctor. I'm going to be seeing you while he's on vacation. I walked in. He called for a wheelchair. He said, I don't know what is going on, but you cannot be here in this office. You need to go home, put your feet up. You have toxemia. So
what is that?
It's, guys, like when protein gets in your bloodstream. I could have a heart attack, a stroke. She could have been born deaf.
Oh,
stillborn. We
didn't
both
even
could have died.
To, like, check the labs or anything.
No,
that's because they. He just said that all black women
are just strong. He's like, you're fat.
Ugh.
I said, oh my god.
High pain tolerance.
And I was craving weird things.
Oh, like gas. Like that
pine saw.
Yeah.
My ex had to literally dump it all out.
I mean, that is like
he
a
was
sign.
Scared to death.
Any person who is not even a medical professional can
would
tell
see
you
that
that's a sign.
That's a sign. And I would like cry and I would ask my ex, is there any way we could go to the beach so I can eat some sand? And he was like, what? What is going on? Are you kidding with me right now?
Let's see.
I was like, I don't know what's wrong. Sorry. I was like, I really want to sniff some pine salt. Like, that's it. He got rid of all the cleaning supplies.
Some people say like it's like an iron deficiency.
Yes, it's an iron deficiency, which he didn't even take in consideration that I'm anemic.
My goodness. So maybe there was some difference. Like, I had the same doctor for both pregnancies, and... I mean, first of all, I'm not like the traditional white woman. Mm-hmm. So whenever somebody meets me, they look at me and they're like, what? Like,
my doctor, who are you?
Literally, my doctor called me crazy. He was like, Jen, you are crazy. And I'm like, look, I'm going to be this same crazy ass person this whole pregnancy, and mm-hmm. it might get worse. Mm-hmm. So if I'm telling you something is wrong with me, if you don't fix it, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And, you know, that money was paying good.
Okay.
So he, I mean, I saw that he got a little irritated with me, and mm-hmm. he thought that I was asking for, like, some like, odd things. But essentially, he did everything that I asked him to do. But there was a few hiccups where, you know, he induced me, and I didn't want to be induced. Yeah, I really didn't want to be induced. I think he was tired of, like...
dealing with you.
Yeah.
See? Dismissed.
And then the second time, dismissed, he was just like, 'cause they don't know her. My God, like, again.
Here we go. And I've seen that same look.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, my God, I don't want to be a burden.
Yeah, and it's like, as women, why do we have to feel like we're being a burden? When that's your job?
We gave birth to you.
Yeah.
Like, there would be no man, goddammit, if there wasn't a vagina.
Yeah, but doesn't the sperm make
either
the
way
baby.
You still need a vagina.
Oh.
You need the egg. You need the true. Fucking egg.
But you need the sperm to make
exactly.
It. I mean, the sperm ain't gonna come out without the vagina.
Exactly. You need us, so shut up.
Oh my God.
Calling us sluts. Nigga, you're doing the same shit. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to say the N-word. So ugly. And it's not right, but I'm so mad sometimes. Man, I'm not a... Ugh.
Is somebody calling you a slut? Like, actively? Or
no.
Like, before?
No. It's like, you know...
It's just like, you know what you want now.
Oh, man. I mean, I think every woman in her lifetime has been called a slut or a whore. Mm. My daughter has been called a whore.
Wow. She didn't know what it
me,
was.
Yeah, she asked me what it meant.
Yeah, that's rough. I think we have to do, you know, a good job at instilling in the younger kids mm-hmm. that, like, you know, this is something that, these are the kind of backlashes that you're going to get just for being a woman.
True.
You know, people don't really trust us as being, like, the face of companies or being able to run certain things. They think that... First of all, I think women go through a lot of sexual harassment when it comes in, like, in the workplace.
Yeah.
And don't really know how to report it.
Or even, like, you know, don't even know what to, I don't know how many times
what
I've
to
been,
say to stop it.
Yeah, sexually harassed at work.
Gosh, like being picked up and shit.
Oh, God. I had a guy come right up behind me. I was walking into a break room, and he was like, man, girl. He's so thick and grabbed my ass.
Oh, my God.
And I just felt so dirty. I just felt like I wasn't anyone. I was just an object.
I had something similar happen to me. Somebody hugged me. He hugged me, like, from the side, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, like, I'm not, like, touchy. Like, first of all, why are you hugging on me? You know what I'm saying? I don't really do that. But he... like, hugged me, and then his hand touched my butt. And I mm-hmm. said, did your hand just touch my butt? And he was like, oh, no, I'm tall. It just slipped. I said, if you ever.
How?
I right. Like, that shit did not slip. I said, if you ever touch me again, I promise to God, that'll be the last thing that you touch.
Oh, my God.
And he was
God.
Like, and I said, look, like, that shit is not cool. I had heard that he done it previously to someone else.
Oh, no.
And she had reported it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard about it. And then I was like, huh. Yeah, I didn't worry about it because I didn't really have, like, any interaction with that person. True. And this was, like, years ago. But I wasn't worried about it because I'm like, don't nobody bother me. Don't nobody touch me. But that motherfucker was going around trying to grab on people. And I sure did say, that'd be the last thing you ever touch. I had to clarify first, like, did you just touch my butt?
Like,
I felt something.
I remember hitting the guy and shoving him. What the hell? I was like, don't touch me.
Yeah. Men, I don't know, for whatever reason.
I mean, I think, like, pretty much my teenage years, sexual harassment.
Wow.
You know?
Ever been sexually harassed by a teacher? I think I see that a lot. Like, men teachers and, like, female students, even younger.
Yeah.
Like, they start to have relationships because, like, you know, that young girl's looking up to this, you know, this hot older guy. And the guy kind of, like, takes advantage of that situation.
Well, he kind of, like, he feels like, wow, you know. Yeah, like, the way she views me. Look at how way she...
I
don't get that at home. I don't get that anywhere else. You know, and he's not even... Before you know it, he's going to prison.
All for some money.
And she was just like, I just thought he was going to hug me. We really don't.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I dealt with sexual harassment a lot in boxing. It's a prominent, did I say that word right?
I don't know. I didn't hear it.
Primarily, a male sport,
And
female boxing, even to this day, is still not as popular as male boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in the gyms, it was really hard to get anybody to pay attention, like to even want to work with me or to even like take me seriously, want to take me on trips and like be in big competitions.
Mm-hmm.
And I just dealt with a lot of like either the guys in the gym, all they want to do is talk to me, or some of the coaches were like really inappropriate, saying things like just pointing out that, you know, my nipples got hard or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm working out in the gym.
Why are you making me?
Yeah. And a lot of women have to deal with that.
Yeah. It's so sad because it's either we stick to our guns or we just go with it so they'll stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the coach tried to rape me.
Oh my God.
It was super close to that. He forced himself on me. No one else was in the gym.
Oh my God.
I don't know how I broke loose, but I broke loose and ran out and was like, I am never going back there.
Oh my God.
And I never said anything publicly. Shit, until now, but I'm still not gonna say his name.
Yeah.
But,
he's a piece of shit.
He is a piece of shit, and he will get his day.
Oh, yeah.
But I know that as women, like, kind of anywhere that we go, we get...
Especially the military.
Oh, gosh. And especially all that stuff that's going on.
Exactly.
Now. This is not new. Been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't been public.
No.
Like I just said.
It's
like,
not so much public. We get shut down.
Yeah. A lot of... Oh, we see it all the time, too.
Yeah.
Even, like, patients, our little girls.
Mm-hmm.
They get raped and molested by their family members. They tell their family, and their family doesn't believe them.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't believe them.
I've witnessed that outside of work, and I was shocked and dumbfounded. Mm-hmm. It's actually happened to me as a little girl. I told my grandmother that, you know, neighbor touched me inappropriately. She called me a slut and said I shouldn't have
been over there.
Shouldn't have been over there trying to get it. Fast ass. Sit your ass down.
Ugh. That does so much to, like, our confidence and our self-esteem and just, like, how we view everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay, I can't tell you because if I tell you, you might start asking me questions.
True.
And try to figure out, like, you know, why was I there? How did it happen?
Yeah.
All that. But that doesn't negate the fact that they pushed themselves on me.
I'm
like,
little.
I didn't ask for this.
I was playing with toys. I was playing with their daughter. Went to the restroom and, oh, my God, it's just...
Just not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. But, you know, we're so quick to throw him in prison because we cut a penis off.
Right. I'd cut a penis off. I'd find out. I'd definitely find
I
a
would
different way.
Rhema Bob at a cock.
Goodness, we have been just talking.
I know.
You know, before we... Finish. What about dating while being independent? How hard is that to be a strong, independent woman and date and not like get into a serious relationship? Or like, what does that look like? What does dating,
casual dating?
Yeah.
With no commitment?
Or commitment. Mm. I know it's hard for me. Like, I'm very strong. I'm very independent. I've been in a relationship, and it's just like, he still to this day is like, why don't you ask me for help? And I'm like, I didn't need help. When I need help, I ask you, but just because you see me with like 5 bags in my hand, I have to call you and be like, hey, come help me. If I had 7 bags, I might have called and said, hey, like, can you come help me?
True.
But if I feel like I can do anything, mm-hmm. I'll do it without asking. But when I need help, I will ask.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that bothers some men.
It bothers me. Why won't you call him for some help?
I didn't need it.
5 bags. I don't know why I should be carrying bags anyways. I had to go to the store and pick it up. Groceries are here.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've been alone my entire life.
So, okay.
I don't know how to coexist with other people.
Okay.
And also, I'm like a control freak. Now, I have gotten to the point where it's okay to ask for help if I need it. But that's last resort if I absolutely necessarily need help.
But you are not one. You are two.
Well.
So when you're by yourself doing your own stuff, absolutely. But when you are together, you can still be... there is a way to still do what you're doing.
That's employing him unnecessarily, though. If I don't need him to come mm-hmm. get the groceries out the car, I'm not going to call him.
Yeah.
It's
something that he's always going to do, and I think that you should always,
I want to let him be a man, but do something else. Wash the dishes that's been sitting there for 4 days.
Okay. Why do I got
to
do it?
All right. Are you waiting on me to do it?
Oh.
Like, I'm just...
I don't get it. I don't get it.
You want to help me. Like, I don't need your strength. I don't need you to, like, physically do things for me. I want you to do other things that I want you to want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to want to wash the dishes. I want you to want to...
Well, it's not even just that. My argument is like, we both see it. But why out of the two does one assume that the one is supposed to do it? Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it's kind of
like... It's like, good God.
When the trash piles up, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go take it out. He's like, no, don't take it out. I'll take it out. You know, a man's supposed to... Well, a man's not supposed to. Like, I think that whoever...
It was a lazy man that came up with that... And he's been riding on that one for a long time.
That's all he wants to do is take out the trash.
Take out the trash. That was the lazy man. He was doing way too much. He was like, look here, the dog's going to bring the newspaper.
Yeah. So those are some of the issues that I deal with because I, like I said, I've just been alone my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know how to take care of myself, whether someone's there or they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll find out from the holy man that's going to tell us what men really want.
Exactly.
And how do we as strong women, strong independent women, mm-hmm. how do we overcome those barriers to be like to make a man feel comfortable enough to want to be with us?
Man.
You don't have the answer to that. No. Not trying to answer that.
I'm not. That's exhausting. Just the thought. You know I'm lost. I am so lost.
I don't know.
So I'm like, what are they thinking? What is he thinking?
I don't think we'll ever know. Like, no, not for one. Not all men are the same.
Exactly.
You just have to know the men that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And like how they view things and how they approach things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once you figure out this is the man,
mm-hmm.
then you'll know how to move with that man.
Mm.
But I also don't like that thought process because I think life is more about figuring ourselves out.
Exactly.
So once you figure yourself out, I think you'll start to realize, okay, no, that's not the kind of man I want to deal mm-hmm. with. No, I'm not going to deal with him because you know what you want. Mm-hmm. You know what you don't want. You know what you will put up with.
Yeah.
And I think you can kind of like, and I don't know if I'm wrong because there's a lot of stuff that like, that I want to happen that doesn't happen, and I'm going to keep picking at it. Mm-hmm. And, like, it hasn't been successful for me.
She just keeps going, though.
Yeah.
I think for me, being single and independent. Am I independent? I'm independent.
You're independent. You take care. You pay your own bills.
I pay my own bills.
You do your own grocery shopping.
I do.
You go to work. You do everything yourself.
Wash my own car.
You wash your own car. I need to wash my car. See, that's what I want. Like, I want my car washed.
Yeah, so do I.
I want my car washed. I want my feet rubbed. I want my back rubbed.
I want my booty rubbed.
I don't touch my booty.
Oh, my God. Listen. I'm willing to do anything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, booty rubbed.
Have you ever had one? It has changed my
life. Like a massage on my butt? Like on my glutes? Like, yeah, I've had that. See, this is my thing.
I'm talking about, like,
I want a massage.
Just hump it.
I want a massage without the humping.
Oh, I want it all.
Like, I can hump you, but I want to hump you separately. Like, I want my massage.
Yeah.
My body hurts.
My body hurts, yeah.
But I don't want to be humped in the process. I have issues. I have issues, and I don't know how he deals with me.
Anyways.
It's so beautiful to be a woman.
It is.
There's a lot of pros and a lot of cons. There's actually a lot of cons to being a woman.
There really is.
But I think
we do a good job with the shit that we go through.
Yes, I think so. Like I said, I believe that women do bend and men do break.
Mm-hmm.
Men couldn't deal with like when men cheat. Mm-hmm. Women take them back, like, multiple times before we finally say, like, I'm fed up. I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
When women cheat, men are just like, no, I cannot. I can never trust you again.
I will never, ever. I've even heard, like, I can tell that something else has been in there. It's not me. I don't want you. Like, what? That's weird.
I get it. I do get it. I understand 120-130%. But women can just deal with shit better and more than men. And I think as a community, women are rising above the bullshit.
Yeah.
We still have a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
And we still, you know, there's still a huge, like, wage gap.
Mm-hmm.
There's still, like, a lot of sexist that exists. Mm-hmm. They're still asking us to do nasty shit for jobs. Like,
God damn.
But I think
one day,
woman
is going to be looked at with dignity.
When they allow women to be a president.
Yep.
I know people are saying, like, oh, well, we want a woman to be a president, but Lord, not Hillary.
Oh, my God. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well,
everybody in politics has bad hair anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that was fun. Thank you guys for listening. We'll
come back and listen in.
Yeah.
Because
thank you guys for watching up there. Make sure you tune in next week. You cannot do that. Make sure you tune in. I was trying to wink.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, bye. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.
That's what we're